To the editor. The recent video impresser of Premier Doug Ford, encouraging Ontarians via map to buy their alcohol from various retail outlets across the province rather than the LCBO, raises significant questions. If Ontario already boasts numerous retail booze outlets, why did the Ford government waste $1 billion breaking contracts, privatizing the LCBO, and inciting a strike? The media should be asking these questions instead of simply broadcasting Ford's PR stunts. Let's say Loblaw workers were on strike. Would it be weird if Ford's pal Galen Weston told customers, "Don't worry about it. You can get your groceries in hundreds of other great grocery stores. Here's a map of all of them so you can find one near you." Ford's booze plan to lower costs and improve access for the average Ontarian consumer is misleading, i.e. buck a beer. In reality, this strategy will likely lead to increased costs or cuts in other critical social sectors. So, Ford and his MPPs should provide a similar map of the 102 hospitals that posted a deficit or detailing the daily closure status of emergency rooms across the province or for the 2 million Ontarians searching for doctors who are taking on new patients. Parents deserve to know which schools are in disrepair, contain asbestos, or have poor ventilation so they can make informed decisions about their children's public education. Moreover, how does Ford intend to fund these hospitals or schools if Ontario stands to lose $2.58 billion annually in dividends from the LCBO? So with a $9 billion deficit now, and climbing, how will Ford fill the gap from LCBO revenue? There will be some conservative no-name trolls who advocate that businesses will pay taxes on sales, but this ignores the significant revenue, not just tax proceeds, that the LCBO generates. Unlike the LCBO, Loblaws or Walmart or Alimentation Couche-Tard will not redirect their profits to fund healthcare and education. Alcohol prices will not decrease because of privatization. Instead, Ontario will see reduced revenue without a real benefit. Where is the fiscal conservative responsibility or even a coherent plan? Who knows, says Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy when asked how much LCBO revenues could fall once alcohol is sold in convenience stores. Senior Ontarians, myself included, have planned their retirements around the stability of a public healthcare system. Doug Ford's actions are jeopardizing millions for the sake of potential profit, reminiscent of John Snowbellin's strategy of creating a useful crisis. Ford's legacy will be one of intentionally starving the public sector to facilitate a private takeover. Priorities, right? Sincerely, David Thompson, North Bay.